Hey, today is the last day of the Christ-centered productivity series, and we're going to talk about God-sized goals because your goals were put on your heart for a purpose. So if you have ever said things like, I wish I had time to work on that, I don't know where to find the time to work on that, then today's an episode that you don't want to miss. I'm going to walk you through how you can find time, right? Fitting your God-sized goals into your busy schedule and what it's going to take for you to prioritize your goals as a Christian woman who wants to put Jesus first in everything. So I hope you're ready because we're diving in 3, 2, 1.
You're now listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast. A place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz-Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
So let's dive in. Today, it's not a part of the framework in terms of necessary steps because we've already gone through the three steps: assess, release, create. Assess is that schedule audit. Release comes out of the time calculator, and creating is that weekly schedule, right? And if you haven't listened to those episodes, please go back because this is not going to work too well if you try to just jump into this part. But if you have a handle on your life, right? Maybe, I don't know why you're listening. Just kidding. We talk about more than time management here. Actually, next week, we're starting our Theology Matters series, and my friend Heather Preston and I are going to be diving into proper hermeneutics, which is a fun conversation for both of us. So stay tuned. But with respect to what we're talking about today, the Christ-centered productivity series, the reason this part is last is because sometimes if you can't actually see where your time is going, then you'll never see where you can fit in time to work on those God-sized goals, those dreams that the Lord put on your heart, those things that He's given you a vision for, a passion for. You think of it as, I'll get to it someday, but someday might be today. It might be next week. It might be next month. And this might be the preparation that the Lord has allowed you to go through so that you can start to visualize where you're going to fit in this time, where you're going to prioritize the activities that contribute to getting that thing done. So let's talk about goals for a second. When you think about setting goals, hopefully you're pursuing the Lord first and foremost. You're not just coming up with ideas and asking Him to bless them. I'm guilty of that. And He certainly redirects us over time. But I have seen that the Lord, and I've experienced painfully, that the Lord will let us do what we want. And He will let us go through the pain of disappointment of that thing not coming to pass, not looking the way that we wanted it to, the pain of being discouraged because what we were going after wasn't it, you know? He lets us. And then He still responds to our prayers. He still is there to comfort us. He's still there to course correct once we've gone astray. But I do think it is important to ensure that what we do before we start setting goals is, like Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. What I have learned over time through experience, through study of the word, through engaging with other people who are also walking with the Lord, what I've come to realize and learn is that when we are walking with the Lord, when we are in proper relationship with the Lord, where we have that time, we are seeking first the kingdom, we are asking the Lord to direct our steps and to reveal to us what he wants us to focus on, to align our desires with his, we then begin to want what he wants. We work on the things that he wants us to work on. That's why it's so important to have a clear handle on your schedule and where those gaps of time are to allow for you to do that work. And it might not be that you can work on certain things immediately. There will obviously be a time and a place for you to work on certain things that the Lord is leading you to work on. But when it is time to work on those things, I think it's so important to go through this framework that I've provided where you're auditing your time, you're looking at how much time you actually have to do things, and then identifying what you're going to let go of so that you can build a schedule, you can build daily routines and habits that center around the Lord and then allow for those things to get done with excellence, without having the stress and all these things. And that's not to say that you won't stress. You're definitely in this world where stress is part of our experience, but we can minimize, I think, some of the stress that we take on when we have a proper perspective around our priorities and the things that the Lord is prompting us to do for his glory, for his kingdom. So today, I hope that you are encouraged to consider that maybe it is possible for you to actually work on those goals. But before anything, I think you have to come to a place where you pursue the Lord's heart about it. And you know, you can make a list, you can make what people call a bucket list or a dream list or whatever, and take that list to the Lord. Ask him what he wants you to let go of and what he wants you to say yes to, and what he wants you to say yes to right now, if anything at all. I know for me, there have been times, I think you probably hear background noise and I'm probably not going to be able to edit that out, but this is the only time I can record. I'm sorry. There have been times when the Lord has shown me this list is good, but none of it is for right now. You just have to focus on home, family. And man, that was a hard pill to swallow. I know that there was some resistance in my spirit to that. And there was obviously, well, not obviously, but there was definitely some grief I had to experience because I wanted to do something different. I had an itch, you know? And I think that those things, those feelings are important to feel and not to push down or avoid, because they lead us back to the Lord. So I'm going to just end today with a word of encouragement. I think if you have dreams and goals, those are good and you should take them to the Lord and help yourself by pursuing him and seeking first his kingdom. He will help you to put them into proper perspective and identify what it is that he wants you to work on. Now, with respect to the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub, there is a place for you to identify your goals and track them and how you can actually fit them into your schedule. I have a training on that inside of the Framework Hub. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'll have a link in the show notes for that. You can purchase your templates and all of the trainings for just $37 right now, and that will be available to you for life. So I hope that this has been helpful, and I pray that whatever it is that the Lord is leading you to focus on and do, that you would do it with your whole heart and just be so grateful that he would even entrust this portion of time and focus to you in this season of your life. I am grateful for you, and I'll see you next week for the beginning of our Theology Matters series. God bless you guys.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.